And I've heard you talk a lot in the last couple of years about predictive policing. And I thought we might start there with what does that actually mean?
Okay, predictive policing is the evolution we're now going through in policing. The period of time we're in right now is called the information intelligence era, that we have learned the importance of gathering as much information as possible and as quickly as possible, making intelligence out of it. In policing, that was the CompStat system that we put into place in 1994. That was the engine that really drove the crime declines that allowed us to move from 2,245 murders, the all-time murder high in the city, to last year, the all-time low. Good news is, so far this year, we have 18 fewer murders than we had same time last year. So the good news is that crime can continue to go down. The challenge to do that is to find ways to, in fact, do it. And predictive policing, I think, is going to be one of those tools. The ability to, with the huge amounts of information that we can gather, with algorithms that have now been developed and are being continually improved upon, we have the ability within a geographic area to predict with some certainty, within a certain time frame, that a crime will likely be committed there unless we prevent it, and we prevent it by putting a police officer there, cops on the dots. Same thing as we did in the 1990s.